Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already June 18th and 19th, depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this on Saturday, June 18th, wish me luck. When you're listening to this, I'll be running up Mount Washington Road Race for the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. There's a lot of running friends from the Concord area who are doing it. And speaking of running, the next race in the Capital of the Race Series is a new race we've put on, Capital City Classic 10K. That'll be Sunday, June 26th. We're putting that on in conjunction with Runner's Alley. It'll begin right downtown in Concord. It's a 10K. It's the sixth and new race of the Capital of the Race Series. So we have fun, us runners. I'm not sure in terms of the Mount Washington Road Race, the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, I should say, whether when you're halfway up, whether you're actually having fun. But I do know once you complete it, there's definitely fun. And one of the things that we do at the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race is we have our big Delta Dental tooth, and we have a lot of promotional materials on health through oral wellness. So with me this weekend, apropos of that, is Dr. Shannon Mills. Shannon has appeared on many, many times on my radio show. Frequent guests, as they say in the trade. And we have some new news for everybody. Dr. Shannon Mills now has a new role at a company we acquired, Provisor Corporation. Many of you recall that a couple months ago we acquired a software company called Provisor Corporation. They were located in the state of Washington. They still have a lot of their team there, but we also have a small group right here in Concord. So Shannon, thank you for spending this weekend with me, June 18th and 19th. Again, we don't see quite as much as you now because of your new role at Provisor, but I'm sure you get sick of me after a while. But thank you for joining me this weekend.
Well, it's always fun, Tom. I enjoy these opportunities we have to get together.
It's awesome. And, of course, you're a staple in the Concord community, and I really love the fact really embrace the community. So thank you for doing that. So let's just start off with what is Provisor and maybe put it in the context of the program that we've promoted a lot on this radio show, Health Through Oral Wellness.
Well, yes. Provisor's been around for a little more than a dozen years, and it really started with some academic guys who got together and said, is there a way we can take all the information related to gum disease and create a way to predict a future course of the disease, which can really help dentists to treat it better. So as it turns out, it also is a way to help dental insurance companies like Northeast Delta Dental provide benefits that are in fact matched to the actual needs of individual patients instead of more like a one-size-fits-all that's been more traditional. So the healthcare tools that we create predominantly focus around this area of assessing future risk of disease using electronic tools that give us predictive scores.
So I saw that in living color not too long ago. I went to my dentist and my hygienist. When I was in the chair, we went through the Provisor online questionnaires right in the operatory. And then my score was 3. And right away, she, when the appointment was finished, she scheduled me for a third cleaning in the calendar year, as well as applied a delfluoride varnish. So tell us how that all came together like that.
Well, originally we were trying to break the mold of the traditional dental plan, where everyone was assumed to have the same level of risk. And if you happen to be less healthy than someone else, well, then the additional care that you might need to get to stay healthy came at your expense. Whereas on the other end of the scale, you had people that are extremely low risk, and the benefit plan offers care above and beyond what they might actually need. So our goal was to try to be able to more precisely focus care to meet the needs of those patients. And it's in our best interest because in the long run, untreated disease, whether it's tooth decay or gum disease, ends up costing both the employer, the individual, and the insurer more money. So intercepting disease earlier, which is the goal of the tools we provide at Provisor, is one way to avoid that. And also, of course, because gum disease is also related to other health conditions like diabetes, heart disease, it also helps improve opportunities for getting better outcomes in general health care.
So I noticed on some of the Provisor materials that the subscript or mantra or tagline is intercepting disease, Provisor intercepting disease. So expand on that a little bit.
Okay, well, you know, every we're dealing with here, whether we're talking about heart disease and diabetes or gum disease and tooth decay, these are what we call chronic diseases. By and large, for an individual has them, we can't cure them, we can manage them. That is, we can lower the negative impact of having the condition. So the earlier we start doing that, whether it's controlling your cholesterol and bad triglycerides or managing your blood pressure or reducing your tooth decay risk or gum disease risk by seeing your dentist regularly and following their instructions, any of these things, the earlier we do it, the better, because we can slow the progression of disease. And then we can, in a medical side, we can avoid heart attacks. On the dental side, we can avoid losing teeth and having to have implants or bridges done, or dentures even, which cost a lot more money and basically is not a real happy thing for most patients.
Now, dental insurance, as you know, is really prepaid dental benefits in the sense that it's, you know, they're very rarely a catastrophe. So are you telling me that essentially that Northeast Health Dental did a study, so it knows that it's actually better if someone does need the third cleaning or a delfloride varnish or tobacco cessation counseling or whatever, it's better to pay for those up front, and then over the long run, it's better health for that particular patient. And then from an employer's perspective, as you know, the employer actually pays the bills, that they look at it as a cost neutral while their employees actually have better health.
Well, it may be better than cost neutral if you factor in the ability to diabetes is one of many factors. By the way, I want to make it clear, gum disease doesn't cause diabetes. However, it's one of the many contributing factors, including diet, weight, and sometimes just your own genetic makeup contribute to you being more likely to have diabetes. But gum disease is one of those risk factors. If we can improve that one risk factor, sometimes we can help make the disease either occur later or not at all, or we can improve management of it and make it less costly to manage it. There's where the much larger savings are. But even then, just in treating gum disease alone, avoiding a surgery, avoiding an implant, for example, can save the employer, the patient, and to some degree, the insurance company, thousands of dollars on each individual case. So yeah, it makes sense to do prevention. Plus, why would we want to let people get sick just so we can do something to try to fix them up if we can avoid having them get sick in the first place?
Now, to level set the audience, Delta Dental customers, and that's just about every major employer and small employers in New Hampshire, most of them, I think, have adopted the Health Rural Wellness Program. And then we have about probably two-thirds of our dentists that have also signed up for it. So the third leg of the Delta Dental Triangle is patients understanding that they have this program. So if you are a Delta Dental cardholder, so to speak, subscriber, you go to a participating dentist who is registered for HOW and your employer has HOW, then all of these benefits will accrue to you. However, Shannon, wouldn't it be true, even if I'm not a Delta Dental customer, that the healthworldwellness.com website is available for educational material, and to the extent that you and I, and we do, believe in the transformational nature of Provisor, shouldn't everybody be using Provisor, whether you're a Delta customer or not?
Well, right, and I think that you make a great point. Provisor is one tool. I mean, it's potentially one of many, but it's readily available to everybody. It's free. You can actually, an individual patient can actually go to our Health Through Oral Wellness website, and even if they're not a Delta subscriber, and if they don't have dental insurance at all, they can take the self-assessment tool that's on there. It'll give you a report. Now, it's only as good as your understanding of your health, but a lot of times it'll tell you that you may have higher risk for either tooth decay or gum disease, and that's an indicator that you should probably get checked out by your dentist. Now, when you go to the dentist can actually do a clinical version of this, which we call the oral health information suite. And again, it's a lot of the same questions, but with some clinical information added in. And out of that, you can come up with a score for your risk for tooth decay, gum disease, and oral cancer. Now, why is that important? Because if you don't know your risk, you may delay getting the care you need. A lot of people who have gum disease don't know it because sometimes early on, it doesn't really have any symptoms. But later, you know, you can end up waiting until it either requires surgery or you may even result in the loss of a tooth or teeth, which is something everybody, I think, really wants to avoid. So getting that early diagnosis, but the tool helps the dentist and you, it particularly helps them educate you about your risk. Here's another cool thing. You can actually, if you see the dentist repeatedly, this also serves as a measure of whether you're getting better, staying the same, or hopefully not, but getting worse. So it's a way to track your health and then figure out what you need to do to turn that arrow in the right direction.
Now, these type of analytics and evidence-based practicing, I mean, it's been around a while in the medical side. Why do you think it's a little late coming on the dental arena?
Well, to be honest, it's been in the tooth decay side, it's been around a while. But most of the Swedes have been doing it for 30 years. But in the U.S., it's been around really popular over the last decade or more. But it's always been done with paper forms, and there was no easy way to collect data or use that data as Northeast Delta Dental is doing to actually determine the patient's benefits. So the risk assessment thing's not that new, but the utility of it, the ability to use it in a meaningful way has really been advanced by technology, and that's where I believe that Provisor has been the industry leader in that area.
And to make it transformational, I think you hit on that. We're making the Provisor software, we have about 15 seconds before break, basically free for the dentists?
Right. If you go to a dentist anywhere in the United States, they should be able to get this tool absolutely free. So certainly here in Concord. And here's the good news. The majority of our dentists, those that are in our networks, and a number of them who are not, you know, not everybody's in a Delta Dental network, have accepted a free license from Provisor Corporation to use the tool. So you just if you go to your dentist, ask them if they can do a Provisor risk assessment on you. Again, whether you have Delta insurance or not, and whether your dentist participates with Northeast Delta or not, they still have free access to the tool.
If you are a Delta Dental subscriber, it may also go by the name Health, Rural Wellness, or How. We will return with Dr. Shannon Mills, Vice President at Northeast Delta Dental Enterprise, including Provisor. Please stay tuned after commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio and also the CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. And here we are, June 18th and June 19th. Boy, the year is flying by. I know we're starting to sound like our parents and grandparents, but it just seems this year incredibly. I don't know, because the winter was mild and April was cold, and here we are. But in any event, June 18th is also the big day for the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. So about 1,300 of us will be, as you're listening to this, you know, running up the auto road. There's only been a handful, 7 or 8 human beings who have ever done it in less than an hour. And I think if you can achieve below 2 hours, you know, that I think you feel pretty good about yourself. And again, for my running friends, the next race in the Capital Year Race Series is the Capital City Classic 10K, and that's Saturday, June 26th. But with me this weekend is Dr. Shannon Mills, world-famous oral health scientist, and now heads up our Provisor part of Northeast Delta Dental. As you know from prior shows, Northeast Delta Dental acquired Provisor, a software company out of the state of Washington that has entrepreneurs and programmers and scientists involved, and we have some of them right here now in Concord. So, Shannon, before we get specifically into how Provisor can help diagnosis gum disease and so forth, can you tell us what your why do you think Ned acquired Provisor and what your new role is with the company?
Well, you know, over the last 5 or 6 years, as we tried to understand how we could build more patient-centered and evidence-based, and I mean by that science-based, benefit plans, we began a collaboration with this company, which became very, very, very productive. And we created an entirely new idea, a new platform for the delivery of dental benefits. And it only seemed natural because of that collaboration for us to finally effectively merge through acquisition so that we could continue that that process. But we are now trying to export that, this idea, this concept, really across the dental benefits industry because we think that risk assessment and objective measurement of disease status, which is giving a numerical score to the level of disease a person has, can lead to some very, very different and maybe more productive ways of paying for dental benefits.
So walk me through this. Again, I had this great experience that I described before commercial break, but let's make the assumption, Shannon, that I'm a Delta Dental subscriber. I have an ID card. My dentist has signed up for Provisor, and my employer has Northeast Delta Dental coverage. And has adopted HOW, Health Through Oral Wellness, which is our sort of local brand for Provisor. So I walk in for my cleaning. Take us through what happens now.
Okay, well, the dentist sits you down in the chair, and they can do three risk assessments. One is for tooth decay, one is for gum disease, and the third is for oral cancer. So what they do is they collect your basic information, who you are and your age and things of that nature. Then they'll go through and they'll look at the clinical information that they usually already have in their records. You know, when's the last time you had a filling done? How many fillings have you had overall? For are examples of some of the questions that they'll ask on the tooth decay side. On the gum disease side, they'll measure things like the depths of, you may have heard of gum pockets or periodontal pockets. They'll measure pocketing, levels of bone loss that may be present, whether your gums bleed or not, questions about your diabetic status or whether you smoke. Because as, by the way, I always like to remind you that smoking is one of the top risk factors for gum disease. In case you're thinking of quitting, that's another reason for those of you who smoke. But those are examples of the information.
Which, by the way, we learned from the Tobacco Cessation Organization from the state last week's show that about 14% of the population still smoke. And by the way, there is a connection to this program because we obviously, the Provisor, if your Provisor score is, you know, three or above and you're, again, with part of the Health Rural Wellness, we'll actually pay for tobacco cessation counseling, and maybe the participating dentist would refer you to the New Hampshire Tobacco Hotline as well. So there's definitely a relationship there.
Absolutely. But once that risk assessment's been done, the information goes to a data hub that we built. This is the thing that we collaborated to develop. And in that data hub, it does a number of things, but the thing from a patient standpoint that's perhaps most important is it then goes to our claims processing system. This is where, you know, when the dentist does something for you, they send in a claim, and then it gets paid as a consequence of that based on rules. What it does is it effectively applies a different set of rules to the claim that include information about your level of risk and cover benefits that might not normally be covered. But these will be benefits including additional cleanings, fluoride varnish, treatment in adults, which is often restricted by other plans to kids, and things of that nature that are part of the benefits that are, the procedures that are recommended by groups like the American Dental Association and the American Academy of Periodontology, which is gum disease specialists, based on the best available scientific evidence that we have. So it's that's when I say the word evidence-based, that's what we mean by evidence-based. And patient-centered means it's focused on the needs of the patient, not on the needs of the insurance company, and not necessarily on the needs of the dentist. And we think the patient is where we really need to be focusing, and that's the intent of these programs.
And you read a lot about patient-centered health these days, so I'm so glad you decided to move from Las Vegas to Concord to help us transform this dental industry. I think, our partnership has been really helpful in that regard. So tell us now, whether it relates to Provisor or just your general knowledge, How does gum disease relate to diabetes, and how maybe can this whole Provisor process help?
Okay. Well, we've known for some time that gum disease and diabetes, particularly type 2, that's the kind of the adult onset type that's becoming more prevalent in this country. They have a bilateral, they go back and forth, they affect each other. People who have it have a greater chance of having gum disease, and their gum disease sometimes tends to be more severe than people who don't have type 2 diabetes. And reciprocally, on the other side, having periodontal disease makes it harder to manage blood sugar. We call that glycemic control, and that's more difficult for people who have gum disease. So improving people's gum health can make it less likely that they'll get type 2 diabetes. Again, doesn't cause it, but it'll make it just one factor. And it can also improve management so that it doesn't get worse. So that's why we think it's really, really important that if you have diabetes, particularly type 2, but any kind, and you haven't seen the dentist in a while, I think it's really important that you get in and have an exam. And as part of that exam, we think it's really helpful that you have them do a periodontal disease risk assessment, which costs you nothing. Using the Provisor tool, which will give you a numerical score for both your risk of future disease and your current state of disease. And then they can use that to help you track over time. And also that gives you a nice color printout, like Tom talked about, that has some useful information. So again, if you're diabetic and you don't know about your periodontal disease or gum disease status, it's really important that you have someone talk to you. But you know, that's also true for people who are not diabetic. It's really important that you talk to your clinician about gum disease. It's a disease that we know, unfortunately, is still often not diagnosed as early, just like diabetes, not diagnosed as early possibly as it could be. So again, asking questions, you're free to always ask those questions and look for an answer, and the risk assessment will help you understand too.
So there is a website, healththroughoralwellness.com. Is that a resource as a patient, if I want to know, get some information about gum disease and other aspects of oral health? And what are some of the other resources?
Well, absolutely. You can get information there. It has links to other sites, including Delta Dental Plans Association. You can get to links from the American Dental Association on issues related to gum disease. The American Academy of Periodontology has a great website that has websites for patients. Academy of Pediatric Dentistry is another good source. Academy of General Dentistry. These are all resources, have excellent websites for patients. The ADA's, by the way, is easy to find. It's called mouthhealthy.com. And if you just go to their Mouth Healthy website, tons of great information there too.
Okay, so what is next for Provisor and how? And again, just for the local audience, our branding, local branding of Northeast Delta Dental's use of Provisor is through HOW, which stands for Health Through Oral Wellness, or HOW, or Health Through Oral Wellness. It basically is powered by Provisor. So, and Shannon's new role is to really nationalize Provisor. So some other insurance companies and other Delta companies may not call it HOW, but it is using the same software. So what's next for Provisor and HOW? I know you want to make sure the Provisor is studied in dental schools. I know that's one thing, but what else is on the horizon?
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that. We are constantly refining the science behind our products. And yes, we are working with important U.S. academic institutions to try to accomplish that. But our goals, our number one goal right now is to make sure that every dentist and every hygienist in America has access to the free oral health information suite, disease and severity tool that we've talked about throughout the show. We want to make sure everyone has access to it. Now, if we're giving, you say you're giving your product away, how are you running a business? Well, the business is that what we do with the risk assessment tool, we generate a lot of really important and valuable information. And we then provide the tools. The business we're in now is to provide the tools that allow dental insurance companies like Northeast Delta Dental, academic institutions, you know, the dental schools around the country, government agencies, and even dental practices, large and small, to use those data in a way that helps them deliver better care. These tools will also allow dental insurance companies to transform from their current model of one-size-fits-all care to evidence-based care based on the individual needs of patients and to be able to reward providers for improving health, not solely paying them for the number of procedures they do, but trying to focus on doing the procedures that provide the best improvements in health.
You know, Shannon, you and I, when we hired you over a decade ago, we said we wanted to transform our industry. We didn't want the same old 180-50 plan, you know, two cleanings a year, and we wanted to get away from that. This is certainly taking us on that path, and with your vision as well as leadership of Carl Loeb, who is the chief consultant and entrepreneur who really was the lead dog, so to speak, on Provisor. I think we're going to be there. And again, for the listening audience, for the purposes of Northern New England, sometimes we will use HOW or Health Wellness interchangeably with Provisor, but essentially Provisor is what powers Health Wellness. So if you're out there, get your dentist to make sure that you are on Health HOW or Provisor. And I've experienced it. It works like a charm. So, Dr. Mills, thank you for sharing this weekend with me, as usual. You do a great job.
Right. Thanks, Tom. Can I make one last plug?
Absolutely.
While we're on the subject of risk assessment and information, I neglected to mention the American Diabetes Association has a fabulous website, not just for people who have diabetes, but for the general public. And on there, they have a risk assessment tool also. So I encourage people to go. If you're concerned about this, take their little risk assessment test too.
And the Provisor, by the way, has also gone international. We have in Japan and in England, they're using this. So it's pretty awesome. So more to come with Dr. Mills. Tom Raffio, please stay tuned and return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.